technology, award-winning technology, in fact, is being used to actually keep some of the important figures in this whole network in contact and ensure that supplies are delivered on time and to the places that need it the most. And of course, Spotlight highlighted the good work that is being done through this technological advancement in the form of an app called Vula. And the organization that is making quite extensive use of Vula right now is Gift of the Givers. Its director, Dr. Imthia Suleiman, joins us on the line now. And Dr. Suleiman, lovely to have you with us as always. So I didn't know that you were making use of this kind of technology to do this, but would you tell me what kind of work you're involved in directly in regard to the coronavirus right now?
Oh, hi, good afternoon. Joanne, look, the Vula part, Dr. Willem Maple will explain it directly. I think he's coming on the show a little later. But to put it in short, it's something I've learned about. Within the coronavirus, people have learned a lot of new things in the country and about life and society and the world. But he called me last week sometime, through Backer Buddy, that's also working with us, the crowdfunding platform. And they said, look, I've got an app. This app has 11,000 medical professionals on it. They all use the app. They're in different parts of the country. They can instantly pick up who's positive, who's negative, who's got a problem in which area, and they can forward it to the NICD. So immediately, 11,000 medical practitioners are on the ground, and they got the ear to the ground to respond quite rapidly to the NICD and said, look, we've got cases all over the country. And in addition, after that, what's required, whether it's something simple, whether it's purely isolation, whether it's something more complicated, whether you all have to be quarantined, those who are positive and those who have contact, but is this something complicated and requires much more intensive medical support and care, which place needs ventilators, which place needs intubation sets, and all those kind of stuff. So it's very, very handy in terms of having 11,000 medical practitioners on standby, knowing exactly what's going on in any part of the country at any one time.
That's
but
fantastic.
He can give you more details of that. That's one of the tools we're using. The other tool, of course, is Backer Buddy, crowdfunding platform, Live Market, our campaign all over. But they are fundraising platform.
Right.
They're not a platform that deals with the issue itself, which we do. So they need a partner. I know that's how we've partnered. And we, of course, deliver the goods on the ground.
Fantastic. Dr. Suleiman, thank you very much for telling us exactly how useful the app has been to you. We appreciate that. Let's bring into the conversation the CEO of Vula App, Dr. William Mapham. Dr. Mapham, thank you so much for joining us. I mean, it sounds like quite a simple app in its application, but very, very effective indeed.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for inviting me on the show. We've been going for quite some time now. The app's mostly used in the public sector. And the public sector is going to be the part of the country, well, part of the healthcare system that's going to be put under the most strain.
Right.
So we're so thrilled because it's already being used out there. And we're about to email all our users to say, please look at the fundraising campaign and please help us identify areas of need. Because this chat bumped into Patrick from Backer Buddies in a shop and he told me about Gift to the Givers. And it really is an incredible initiative. So if your listeners are there, please ask them to go to the Backer Buddy site and look for the coronavirus support portal.
Right.
And this enables any member of the public to now actually support health workers, because health workers are on the front line. These are the people that are caring for us, looking after people who may or may not be infected, doing all the testing, caring for everyone. And I really think that everyone can do their bit to support them. And then from our side, Vula Mobile is actually an app that's only used by health professionals. So
right.
We help health professionals help each other and help their patients.
So give me a practical... Sorry to come in there, Dr. Mapham. Just give me an example of that. Say, for example, let's use the example of a particular type of equipment that's required to treat coronavirus.
Sure. So the big thing that's going to happen in South Africa is going to be a request for number of beds. This is one thing. So this is like permanent equipment in the hospital.
Yes.
And those beds will require a supply of oxygen and the ability to give a drip. So like a equipment that can be used to give a drip.
Right.
And so patients can get oxygen and then can get rehydrated at the same time.
Okay.
That's on the bedside. The other one that the health professionals will need is personal protection equipment, so
things like
masks.
Yes.
And there are different types of masks. So just for education, there's something called an N95 mask, which is a really tight seal. And then there's the surgical mask, which you've probably seen in public. So hopefully we can get all the right equipment to the doctors and nurses who are helping patients on the ground. And it's all about teamwork. And I think if you look at what the national government has done and the National Department of Health, they've been so proactive. I think it's probably one of the best national responses. And if you look in Africa in general, responses have been very good so far. So I think it's just a case of all of us chipping in and doing our own little bit to help the effort.
Absolutely. I mean, I love the idea of this app. I think the immediacy of it is probably one of its biggest advantages.
Yes. So basically what happens is that the health workers on the ground, like doctors, nurses, physios, social workers, are able to use the app to connect to specialists. And of course, the specialists in South Africa are also busy. They're also seeing their own patients. But roughly the response time is about 15 minutes. So it means that someone in a rural area with a health worker next to them can actually get specialist guided healthcare in a practical way.
Tell me, in terms of data usage, how much does Advula actually use?
So then I'm from a rural area in the Eastern Cape, so yes. The app had to work where I'm from. And so it's about data equivalent of about 5 photographs to download. And then to use it, it uses 25 times less data than WhatsApp.
Oh, wow.
So it works in deep rural areas. That was my dream, yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations to you. I mean, you've found something that perhaps wasn't designed for that purpose, but has come into great use in this particular scenario as well. So thank you very much for speaking to us, Dr. William Mapham. He's the CEO of Vula App, and he seems to have done really, really well with this application. And of course, prior to that, you heard the voice of the Director of Gift of the Givers, Dr. Inthia Suleiman, giving us some sense as an aid worker and director as to how something like this, how technology has advanced to be able to help them with the great work that they do.